So I'm here with Dr. Sarah Stein. We're going to be talking about film, so I'm pretty excited. thank you for coming out and talking to me. So just, I guess, to get the ball rolling here, what is your area of teaching?
With undergraduates, I teach film production. And with graduate students, I teach, at this point, I'm pretty much teaching the same seminar on communication, culture, and technology. So it's looking at the ways that technology, in terms of communication, has had, you know, how it's moved into our society.
You mentioned the film production course.
Yeah.
And that's where I know you from, obviously, because I'm in that course right now. I love it. Can you kind of talk about what, just give a brief overview of what that course is and what it offers students?
Yeah, it's what it offers is a chance for undergraduates, which turns out to be very uncommon in the United States, to shoot with 16mm negative, shoot with film. And it's just not, it's really very few departments, it turns out, across the country have that capability, especially for undergraduates. I think you'll find in graduate film programs, for instance, the one at Florida State, they do shoot film. They're shooting 35mm, so they have 35mm cameras. But to be able to be an undergraduate and shoot 16 negative is unusual. So what it does is it offers an alternative to digital video production.
For our listeners that might not be as aware of the difference between film and digital, can you briefly explain what that is?
There? Sure. It's film is analog. It's a physical material stock. You have an emulsion on one side of it's a celluloid product. You have emulsion on one side, which the light comes through the film gate, and the image is imprinted into that emulsion. That's the chemical nature of the emulsion. And the other side is what's called the base, and doesn't take an image that way. Digital, of course, is chips. It's, you know, you're shooting not even chips. You're shooting, you know, zeros and ones. It's data, and you're shooting onto a card or whatever you're using in those cameras. What is used in those cameras you're shooting now?
P2 cards.
Okay, it is cards, yep. Yeah. So you don't have a materiality. It is a material in a sense, but it's not something you can hold. Mm-hmm. And to me, there is a difference still, and that's partly because of my bias of my upbringing. I learned filmmaking with physical material. I held the stock. I was an editor. I held the film print and threaded it up through the machine that I was looking at it on, and cut it literally, physically, cut it in pieces and spliced it back together with tape. It gives you a different relationship to it. You know, there, it becomes like any making of that kind, you know, anything that you've seen in craft making, you know, or art forms like that, sculpting, painting, pottery, all those kinds of things, baking, textiles, all of that. There's a communication between the material and your hands. And that communication is also, of course, in the brain, but there's something that's communicated through the body that's different. And that's something you don't have with digital. You have the materiality of the editing system. You know, you're running a computer. I'm not saying there's nothing, but you don't touch that shot. Mm-hmm. It's different.
That's an awesome explanation. Thank you for that. So we are running a little short on time. So I'm
going
to.
I'm going on too long, and you're asking wonderful questions.
Yes.
So
yeah, you're giving wonderful answers. Thank you. I'm gonna switch gears a little bit and move into the last topic I want to talk about. And this is something that I first got a glimpse of in my intro to film class I took a number of years ago, but I've definitely seen it through your class as well. And it's the idea that with films, especially feature films, but just with films in general, it's creative, it's collaborative, and you're creating a piece of media that we can't find with other types. So, mm-hmm. For example, film can give off a feeling that a novel can't.
Right.
It can give off a feeling that music can't by itself. that still images can't. Each one of them, because it takes them all into account.
Right.
So can you just kind of touch briefly on what is it about film that can do that, and what possibilities does that have?
Well, as I said to you in class, in a way, the hard part is that if we could use words,
right,
it wouldn't be a film. I mean, in this, to take your example, music will give off a feeling that a film never will. But it will be particular to the music. I mean, the medium itself is particular to itself. A novel will give off a feeling very differently than a film will. But the film feeling that is given off won't be the same as the novel. You know, we're not talking about degrees, we're talking about kind. It's a different kind. So it's not a matter of saying this is more intense or less intense, better or not. No, those are irrelevant. That you're not offering comparisons like that. It's just that what a film gives is specific and unique to the fact that it's a motion, it's a picture in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Could be silent, could be with music, could be with dialogue, whatever, but it's a picture in motion. Okay, so now you're asking the impossible.
I know. I was thinking about this.
I'm going to say it backwards. I don't have a way to say it frontwards.
Okay.
In a way, forwards. I would say it backwards. When you all present your storyboards, you have still pictures drawn and you have a caption. And you tell us in words what's going to happen in that scene. What comes out in the film is frankly a whole other universe than what that storyboard was. You don't get from the storyboard really what the film is. You can trace the plot idea, you know, which is a man walks through the Arboretum in Raleigh. We see him with a young woman. We see him back alone. He walks by a bench. We see him with the young woman on the bench. We see him walking alone again, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I just described that. Well, what you, okay. But what you see in the film you made, what you get from that is a whole other thing. And I guess the point I make is if you approach filmmaking as simply a documentation of that story, you're not making a film. You're making a record. You know, the shots may be moving, right? But mm-hmm. they're not employing what film is really about, which is first and foremost, using a camera that can see in a way the human eye cannot. That's the most crucial difference. No matter how wide you frame that shot, it still will cut off in a way that the human eye cannot,
mm-hmm.
right? And when we talk about, like, I'll move up close to somebody for a close-up, it still is seeing from my eyes differently. That's the first and foremost thing, right? The camera sees in a way that the human eye cannot. So right away, you put in something unique. And the fact that it's moving. A photograph will do the same thing. It'll mm-hmm. frame the same way. But the moving camera does that. And then beyond that are things that are beyond words to say. Why is it that head turn, you know, makes something happen in us?
Mm-hmm.
This is where words stop. There are no words to say what that head turn did, what the speed and tempo of that head turn, or that head turn at that moment cut into that particular moment, or accompanied by that piece of music. You know, then you've entered into another medium. And words aren't expressive in that medium. Yeah.
Well, awesome. I think that's all the time we have.
Yeah, okay.
Dr. Stein, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. You know, I still, after how many years, this is, well, I started teaching the film, well, I've been teaching production now for 30 years. Yeah, so I still am excited about it. It just never ceases to be an amazingly rich kind endlessly interesting and filled with potential medium. So.
And that's cool. That's why I wanted to talk to you, because you're so passionate about it, and I love it. So
yeah, yes. Great. Thank you. Good luck with it.